here's the fund. Here's the website to donate to the fund.
Oh, they have good ideas, but they don't want to pay for it. I hear that. I like good ideas. Okay. Okay, tzitzis. Tzitzis. We wear tzitzis every day. And we put on a talis before davening. And so think about how we're meant to use the tzitzis as a focus towards certain things.
You're saying brachas at home. That's the assumption?
Assuming that you're saying brachas at home.
I'm saying the order of what we're doing.
Oh, I don't know if there's an order.
Right. what's the question? I don't
why are we doing tzitzis here, like in the middle? Like, I guess if you say...
Why we skip tzitzis?
Yeah. No, it's like you do like tzitzis not necessarily before brachas because you say your brachas at home and then you come to shul. So you hold off, right?
Right.
Lahalacha, what do? You hold off on your...
Lahalacha, you're supposed to walk to shul in your talis and tefillin.
Right. I remember in Tomo, the guys used to walk
of course.
From the dorm.
Hold on. We're talking about talis katan or talis gadol? I'm so confused right now.
So do you make a bracha on your...
Talis katan?
Maybe it's a loaded question, but do you make a bracha on your talis katan?
Yeah.
On your tzitzis? Yeah. When, even though you're putting on a talis?
I'm telling you what I do.
Okay, so what's the halacha?
You shouldn't.
Really?
Yeah.
So once you start putting on a talis for davening?
The bracha that you make on the talis goes for everything.
Yeah.
So you stop making an al mitzvah tzitzis?
Awkward.
So you stop. I know. That's why I said it's a loaded question. Sorry.
I have no idea.
So you stop making. You stop making a bracha altogether. Like you don't make.
Unless you're changing your tzitzis in the middle of the day. Like every Shabbos, I make a bracha on my tzitzis.
Hold on.
When you put on your tzitzis,
my
Shabbos
tzitzis in the afternoon.
Oh, real? One second. Hold on. Okay.
I don't plan putting on my talis. I
mean, not putting on your talis now, but putting on tzitzis fresh.
I put on my tzitzis in the morning and I do nothing.
No.
Do I kiss them? Or that only after the bracha? Like, how does it work?
Give them a beautiful kiss.
I'm clearly don't know anything.
A beautiful kiss.
A beautiful kiss, but no bracha.
No, because you don't know how to do a tifa for the talis cut.
It's hard. So
you always had the guys in the dorm that were like on the way to flipping out?
Yeah.
You know how you knew? If they did a tifa with the talis katan.
The talis katan they were doing.
Thank you. Until I wore a talis.
You did a tifa.
No, I kind of, that makes sense.
Have I not been, and does this not prove what I was saying?
Did you make the bracha? Wait, did you make a tifa? Or a mitzvah?
No, it was borderline. My tzitzis was...
It's big.
It's big-ish, but not...
Cyber size?
It was embarrassing. It would have been embarrassing walking around with just tits. Just
it came out from the bottom of the pants leg.
Really, so kind of one, no one really has a clear reason why you don't make that.
I had no idea.
So we stop making the bracha on mitzvah tzitzis, and you hold off until you're putting on the talis.
Right, unless, now, if you're changing tzitzis in the middle of the day, you're not going to be putting on the talis.
If you exercise in the middle of the day, you come back to your tzitzis, you take them off, and you.
Only if you're changing tzitzis.
Change.
If you would have been by the kids this year, you would have heard.
I was going to say.
That was tefillin. We're learning tefillin.
Yeah, but we spoke about the idea about if you're taking them off, I'll dust to put them back on.
Yeah.
Then, you know, the way we pass, you don't make another bracha.
No matter how long time it is.
If it's hours and hours.
What if you do like a 3-hour exercise session?
So then possibly.
You're saying when we get there, we'll worry about it.
Exactly.
Okay, so I guess some of the, you know, definitely the kavanas that we have by...
If you're changing your tzitzis,
no bracha.
Then you make another bracha. I mean, that's why I said Friday, right?
You're changing it to a different pair of tzitzis.
Different pair of tzitzis, then you make a bracha. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Then you make a different bracha. Okay, so...
Those are from that. Rachamona. Mora, Malka, and they make a bracha like that.
What does that mean?
Well, the Betrucha Rov, he was all his days, he used to make brachas like that. When you're not sure, you say in Aramaic.
Aha.
So you're allowed to say it because it's not really Hebrew. So
then you're saying Balash and Bracha. Okay, there are some that do that. Okay. So you have certain things in mind, or we're supposed to have certain things in mind by tzitzis. So the question is, tzitzis, talis, when we're doing this mitzvah that includes a beged with... strings coming off the ends, you know, what's your one liner? What are you thinking? You know, and maybe you have a couple extra seconds, you know, you have like walking Daladamas when you're doing Atifa.
You have to think of 22 different things to get to your Shemaya.
Oh, so you have to make some connections, right?
The blues.
So that's so right. So first of all,
jokes and you have to explain.
The Mishnah Anavos, no? It's not a Mishnah Anavos. Where is it?
The Mishnah Anavos. No, I thought you were referencing the whole Likud
Halacha. Right.
I'm also referencing
what I'm saying. Private jokes in public.
So what is the thought when we're putting on tzitzis? Maybe you have a couple extra seconds and you do a tifas talis, you have it wrapped around your head. But what is the... What are you thinking? Or what should we be thinking? Right, exactly. No, I'm saying the whole idea is that maybe we go through stuff by rote and we go through stuff that we're very used to. But if there was some way to focus ourselves, even on, you know, bullet points, that we could pick one of them and say, okay, that's my kavana, that's my inyan, or I like all of them and I'm going to try to mix up those thoughts into what I'm doing. That's the idea, is to add meaning back into the motions that we go through, and part of those, the chabura, is the idea of the motions of davening that we go through, is to add meaning back into it and significance. So what are we thinking when we do tzitzis?
Reason also is chartam, that's the one.
You go. Just look at the psukim. The psukim say, you see the tzitzis, and you remember the mitzvahs. Right.
And well, before you get there already, when you're wrapping yourself. You know, when you're doing the tzitzis, it's supposed to be that you're surrounding yourself with Kadosh Baruch
Hu. So you're saying a different inyan. I like that. So one second, one inyan at a time, because we have to develop each one, right? First inyan that Rabbi Nagel's mentioning is go to the psukim. You want to know what the inyan of the mitzvah is? Go to the psukim. The psukim say you see the. You see, for a good place to start, right? Most definitely. You can't, no matter any kavanas or anything that's all additional or coming to explain and maybe uncover other layers, but go to the pasuk. The pasuk says, you see the tzitzis, you remember the mitzvahs. Right? So how does that work? Seeing the tzitzis and remembering the mitzvahs. So, again, pashut, right? The numbers add up. This is like the supermarket drasha, right? When people say like, hey, what are those strings? Right? When the people in the supermarket say, hey, what are those strings? Right? When someone says to you, hey, what are those things? You know, what's interesting? I was in HEB. This is my mush 2 weeks ago. Why was I in HEB? Because I had a very specific list of things to get. So when there's a specific list, I get to go, because then it doesn't go off the rails, you know? So I was in HEB and an Indian lady came up to me. She thinks she was Hindu. And she said, I see you have a piece of clothing that has strings attached to it. So she said, do you know we have a very similar thing? I said, really? And she gave me a whole drasha about, yeah, she had kavanas ari, she had the whole thing. She had everything. She said, we wrap the strings around us when we pray, and we, you know, it was wild. They have a baguette that, like, I said, well, listen, I said, in the end of the day, it all goes back to how God wants the world to work, right? And he said that in the Bible, right? Says it in the Torah, how he wants the world to work. So it's not uncommon to have certain themes running through, different interpretations. I said, it's too bad that you're doing it the wrong way. But she was very interesting.
She said that?
I said that. We had a few moments of sharing culture, and it was a very uplifting experience.
Do you have any Goyim come?
The Goyim? No, I never had that.
Well,
you'll have it. I don't get around enough.
They say by Goyishke,
yeah.
They want the kisses... So they'll come and kiss you.
Really, really. I never had that. Yeah, I would tell them social distancing. I'm mocked at social distancing.
My neighbor across the street with me once saw me wearing my talis.
Yeah.
And he was fascinated. He said that he wears the same exact thing in the church.
Oh, interesting.
If you want to hear what the Tanya says about tzitzis, I have in here.
What the Tanya says about tzitzis, yes.
The other way.
Of course I want to hear. But it has to be in Hebrew, not in Yiddish. The Yiddish translation is a little hard for me.
כמו שכתוב בזוהר, להמשיך עליו מלכותו יתברך, אשר היא מלכות כל העולמים, ליחדה עלינו על ידי מצווה זו, והוא כעניין סום תשים עליך מלך, ואזי אף אם בכל זאת לא תיפול, סום תשים עליך מלך.
סום תשים עליך מלך. There's a certain inyan of in tzitzis of like putting on your uniform, and like entering into the army, right? Som tasim alacha melech. If he's the melech, I'm the eved.
That's tzitzis.
And there's a certain amount of like, it's
that's
like...
That's the Ramchal. It's very clear. It goes through the whole thing of what tzitzis is. It's like you're a servant of a king has certain garments that are recognizable.
You know where you're identifying with? Right. You're part of that army? Right? You're part of that army, right? Exactly. So they say like, they bring out like the differences between tefillin and tzitzis, which are two things that we wear, the idea of tefillin being more on the ava and the chiba side of it, the tiferes, right? And, you know, you use whichever word you want to represent it, but this is more of like entering ourselves into the army, right? And that's maybe Laman Tizkor, right? Is the zecher of the mitzvahs is, okay, you want to be in the army, but now we have certain things that need to be done. And there's certain things that in this army, you know, raise you up to be an eved for the king. And so there's definitely definitely a connection in there.
Just for, personally,
yeah.
Ari actually put me on this L'shem Yichud a few months ago. And it's just kedai to read it.
Could we mention one thing? We mentioned it before. Before you read it
to
everyone.
Not gonna read it.
Yeah, you are going to read it to everyone.
Not.
You are. But before we do, like. Like if we always like we're like, oh, there's something must be broken about the system because we're like doing tzitzis and not necessarily feeling anything, right? So the answer is, I think we uncovered something about this, right? Is like, no, if you do it the right way, which includes the Yehi Ratzon, or at least the ideas contained in the Yehi Ratzon, then yeah, then tzitzis are all the things that we'll imagine. Like you. It's not a magic trick. Put on tzitzis and this is what happens. But rather, if you do tzitzis the right way, which includes a yehi ratzon, the whole idea of a yehi ratzon is, you know, focusing your mind, and a l'shem yichud is like, I gotta get into the zone. So get into, it's kavana, right? I mean, it's an intention, right? How you translate kavana is an intention. It means I am intending to uncover something with my tzitzis. And really every action that we do should be the same way. So so in the l'shem yichud,
even if you don't say l'shem yichud, you agree, you could say harini.
Right. Right.
A lot of people forget the l'shem yichud the second after they say it.
You have to have an intention for the L'shem Yichud also, exactly.
The trick is not to say it all the time, and then.
But you have to mention Abba and Yirin. This is very important for every mitzvah.
Yes.
The two wings that bring up every mitzvah. That you have to know, it's important for every mitzvah to have Abba and Yirin.
And to have a balance of the two, right?
Well, you have to.
Very good, very good, very good. So, what do you take away? What do you take out from the tifas tzitzis?
I don't know.
The hareini misatif kufi b'tzitzis. What's the one liner in there that's like you're like this is what it means. This is what
the whole thing.
The whole thing.
The fact that you're surrounding your body and all your evara with kedusha and it's. Spreading the glory of, and just like it's the connection of like it's like what you were saying. It's like the uniform of the soldier, right?
Right.
There's just something very cool about it.
And like everything about me is wrapped up in this. Like my whole guf, my whole being, right? My whole being.
It's like entering a different realm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like a portal.
You're in a bubble.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the hispanidus that Reb Nachman talks about. That you know, people can't go places, whatever. You can wrap
yourself
in the talus, and
could be anywhere.
Right.
Could be anywhere.
Exactly.
Maybe you don't have a forest near you. Maybe you do.
Right.
Right? But
right.
But you could be anywhere.
There's this idea of also a talus, plus lava, or whatever.
Right. So they make a connection. This I just want to speak out. They make a connection. You ever heard the connection between the tzitzis and the tzitz? Right, the tzitzis and the tzitz. The batsim, they're the same word. The tzitz that the kohen gadol would wear, the tzitz, and the tzitzis being the same thing. So on the tzitz, what was written on the tzitz? It was kodesh l'Hashem, right? It was kodesh l'Hashem. So it helped focus. And when you think about the tzitz, like we just had in Daf Yomi, right? The tzitz was, I think, right?
Yeah.
A couple pages ago. I don't know, I gotta be honest, it all blends together. It was in the past, and I think it was in Yuma. Makes sense. But the tzitz helps the Kohen Gadol focus that his goal is Kodesh LaHashem. And really, that tzitz has, by the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz is a very, you know, a general, like it's mechaper, right? And it's meratza, and it takes care of things in a very general sense. They say that's the inyan. The tzitz is the male, the zachar representation of the word, right? Or the masculine word. And tzitzis is the feminine part of the word. And so when they talk about zachar and nekeva, so it's a big idea, but Zachar is more focused on kind of the general outlook, and that was what you see represented in the tzitz. When you talk about males, you know, they don't necessarily know exactly what the homework was tonight, but they kind of know the general, you know, is their kid doing okay or not, right? It's like kind of can be sometimes take things at a general outlook. But the feminine, which we find more by Nikeva, is the idea of like focused on every little detail. What do you mean? Every little detail counts. Like what the math problem tonight counts towards the big goal of doing well in school. That's just an example. But you have it also by, the Zachar. What he contributes to the creation of life is a very, you know, first of all, it only takes a moment. It's a very general thing. And then it's the female that actually grows the details. It grows inside, right? The fetus, the baby, grows inside the female. It's something that is the feminine side is always more focused on all the details. So the tzitzis, I heard from Rav Yossi Zagatinsky, the tzitzis, the idea that the Kohen's tzitz is Kodesh LaHashem. The tzitzis represents the same thing, but it's in the details. And what that means is that sometimes we have, the idea he wanted to bring out is sometimes we have a problem when we come to daven or we come to do mitzvahs, we have a problem finding our place in it because of other things that we do. So we kind of feel like we don't have a shaychus, so we don't have a connection to the davening. You almost sometimes a person can be faced with the ideas of what right do I have to talk to Hashem, or what does Hashem want or need from my, I'm a loser, right? What does Hashem want from my tefillos? So the idea is to focus in, and this Rav Nassim and Rav Nachman talk about specifically, especially at the start of the day, is to focus in on the Nekuda Tova, to focus in on something positive of yourself. And it's a meditation that a person can do in the morning. Like you can actually do this. It's like think about something good and positive and pure that is inside of you. Something good. So you could have a rough day or you could have a rough morning and you come to davening or you have you don't know what's going to happen today. But to be able to focus in on the details and to find within those details in the Nekuda Tova helps you focus and say, you know what? All my actions today should be Kodesh LaHashem. So I'm going to go to work, but it's going to be Kodesh LaHashem. And I'm going to be raising a family. It's going to be Kodesh LaHashem. And I'm going to go to the tire store. Remember, I have to go to the tire store. And I'm going to be Kodesh LaHashem, right? But everything that I do is all going to be focused in towards Kodesh LaHashem. And so maybe the tzitzis is like, you know, representing that. When we wrap it around our head, it's kind of like the tzitz, right? It's kind of, it's mamish like the tzitz, right? We wrap it around our head. We're like stepping into this Kodesh LaHashem world, focusing ourselves for the rest of the day, especially for at least the next few minutes when we're davening, to focus on that is, you know, atifas tzitzis and atifas atalas is, you know, part of that idea.
I have a quick question. Just, I don't know if you thought about this, but like, it's always bothersome that there's a mitzvah of tzitzis that's only, you know, and every yeshiva bachur learns, like, oh, it's only if I wear a four-cordon garment, then I need tzitzis. So, I don't need to, like, whatever. Like, why would they create them? Why is such a hush of a mitzvah so important being, like, a voluntary thing? Like, it's like, you know, like, it's not even an obligation.
I'm thinking about it right now, and I think it's because of what he said, because specifically, you need to buy into it in order to do it. It's optional. It's technically optional because it's spiritually optional.
I don't see why you're saying it's optional. The Gemara said, "Be idn ritche."
Yeah.
The manish manzi. It's very important the way this is.
It's very closely connected to. I mean, you have the Atifas Talis was by Yud Gimel. By Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, Hashem gets dressed up in a talis, and it's what draws everything down.
You
could just be sitting in the drawer, sitting in the lishka, wherever the lishka was, just sitting in the lishka.
I don't know if it connects, but it's just interesting that there's machlokes in that.
We have to be connected to this Indian of tzitzis. There's other ideas, but I'm
maybe
sure.
Maybe it's Bakar. Maybe it's giving you the opportunity to do something Lushma.
Right. That's what he's saying.
No, that's a Mendy thing. What you're saying is you have to opt in.
You have to
opt in.
In order to get the soul of this mitzvah, right, you need to opt in. So Mamela, the technical, is also optional. It's optional. If you're buying in, this is how you got to do it.
Beauty.
Yeah, good.
Anyone else? at, okay, so we'll give a week to, or maybe 2 weeks.
Save the man from doing a terrible sin.
He was about to do an Avera, and his sisters hit him in the face.
Well, the sisters has the power to save a person from sin.
If only he wouldn't have been wearing that sisters. Not sure,
but that's a holy nilos asur acharei levavchem acharei nechem, right? Which really we have to get into as a whole separate sugya is how do these things hanging off the side of you, how do they affect lo sasuru, right? Acharei nechem, that it should be, you know, the Gemara tells us it saved someone, but the Gemara is not telling us that stam, we should, you know, always be swinging them to make sure that we don't, you know, we, that's what it's saying? But, okay, maybe that's what it's saying, but there might be something deeper also. I'm agreeing that there's a surface layer, but there might be something deeper. Okay, we'll continue next time, Mirtz Hashem, talking about the Inyan Tzitzis, so you can keep, you know, we could put together more ideas. There's more. We could probably do, you know, weeks and weeks on Tzitzis, but hopefully we'll get Tzitzis and Tefillin, and then we'll get into different parts of davening. Yeah?
What's clothing?
And what is clothing v'chlal? Okay, so...
What is clothing? Clothing is a statement, and the statement is... This is not me. Who I really am is. That's what clothing is. And the fashion industry totally corrupts and co-ops that Indian. But that's what clothing is. Clothing is, after Adam made from the Eitz Hadas, he thought his body, he lost a spiritual sense of connectivity, and he thought his body is who he was. So he covered his body to say, this is not who I am. Who I really am is. Soul.
There's a man that goes to test the kids, and they type things in certain, and he brought a friend that was dressed not too Jewish, and test the kids, and why do you dress like that? So I said, what difference does it make? It's the pnimius. So the test kid, he typed the chitzonius makes the
pnimius.
He knew that. Since the shul said the same thing.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Awesome.
Shkoyach.
Awesome.
Shkoyach.
Awesome. Have a good day.